Bible says. Let me go to chapter 2. This is too much reading. Doesn't take all that. Chapter 2, verse 1. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. It filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as fire. It set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So if you happen to have heard some of that in here and you wondered, what in the world is that? That's what it is. It's the Holy Spirit giving utterance to us as we speak in an unknown tongue. They were dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. And when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because every man heard them speak in his own language. They were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? How hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? Perithians, Medes, Elamites, dwellers in Mesopotamia, and in Judea, and Cappadocia, and Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, and Egypt, and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians. We do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. They were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? Others said, These men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judah, all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. These are not drunken, as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day, but this is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel. Everybody say, this is that.
This is that.
Say it again. Everybody say, this is that.
This is that.
Now look at your neighbor and say,
if this is that,
where's that at?
Where's that at?
This is what Joel said. It shall come to pass in the last day, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions, upon your servants, your handmaidens will I pour out in those days of my spirit, they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. And then the Bible says, and whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the word of God. Thank you for what we've experienced already in this service. Your presence has been here in a wonderful way. I'm asking, Lord, for the next few minutes that you will anoint my heart, anoint my tongue, my mind, my eyes, Lord, my ears, our ears to hear your word, God. Yes. Lord, we thank you for the anointing that destroys every yoke of bondage. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost fell in the upper room, and 120 men and women were filled with the Holy Ghost as tongues of fire set upon each of their heads, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. You can't box that kind of power up in a room. You can't contain it. They couldn't keep that power to themselves. It was too big for that upper room. As they began to make their way into the streets, they were so overcome, so heavily under the influence of the Holy Ghost, that they were speaking in tongues in the streets. Oh, yeah, that was Pentecost that flowed over, that ran over. Hallelujah. How many knows when a cup gets full, it runs over if you keep pouring into it? Well, people came from everywhere to witness this visitation and this manifestation from heaven. And as it was in those days, it is in these days, there are all different kinds of people that show up when God moves. You've got skeptics, you've got doubters, you've got scoffers, you've got mockers, you've got fearful, you've got religious, you've got self-righteous, but thank God in the mix of the crowd, there are always some that are hungry and thirsty. There's some that are looking for the real thing. There's some that are tired of religion and tradition, and they're ready to receive something fresh and real from God. How many in the house today want the real thing? I'm telling you, I want the real thing. If you don't have the real thing, then keep it. I'm not looking for a cheap substitute. I'm looking for the real thing. And I used to expend a lot of energy on doubters and the critical and the religious, trying to make them hungry, trying to convince them of the goodness of God, trying to get them to stretch out, reach for more, and become passionate for God. But I've got to tell you, I don't have that much time to waste anymore. I'm getting older. And so I'm just going to try to get to the people that want something. I'm just going to try to talk to the people that are thirsty and the people that are serious and the people that really want something from God. And I'm going to preach His word and put His power and His anointing within your reach. And if you want it, you'll get it. If you don't, you won't. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I want it.
I want it.
That makes preaching easier when you're preaching to people that want it. Hallelujah. So these men and women flooded the streets and they were under the power of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says people began to mock them. Oh, you know, it was a weird thing. It was something unusual as all these people were out there speaking in tongues and they thought this is weird. And so they said they are full of new wine. But Peter answered their criticism by saying, these men are not drunk as you suppose. Don't miss that little part. As ye suppose. Peter was saying, these men are not intoxicated like you think. These men are not intoxicated. They're not drunk. It's not Miller. It's not the High Life. It's not Bud. It's not Coors. It's not Jack Daniels. It's not Jim Beam. It's the Holy Ghost and power. It's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And that's what's happening, what you see right here. That's what Peter said. It's the Holy Ghost. You can't get this out of a bottle. Can't get it out of a pill. It's the Holy Ghost. Then he begins to recount to them the prophecies of Joel. How God says, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. All flesh. Everybody say all flesh.
All flesh.
Baptist flesh. Methodist flesh. Catholic flesh. Protestant flesh. Pentecostal flesh. White flesh. Black flesh. Brown flesh. Red flesh. Yellow flesh. Rich flesh. Poor flesh. It don't matter. God, hallelujah. All that you have to be is flesh and hungry and thirsty. He said, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. This is too big for the Baptist church. It's too big for the Pentecostal church. It's too big for the charismatic church. It's God Almighty. And God says He will pour out His spirit upon all flesh. All you have to be is flesh and thirsty. Are there any thirsty flesh in the house today? Woo! Karabashanai. David said, I have a thirst nothing in this world can quench. He said, God, you are my God. Early I'll seek you. My soul thirsteth for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Isaiah had that same kind of thirst. He said, oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence. 120 men and women in the day of Pentecost shut themselves up in an upper room, and they declared that they would not leave until the rain came. They declared by their presence and their persistence that they were drought stricken and bound to die of thirst unless the heavens opened. After 10 days of waiting and praying and knocking on heaven's door declaring their thirst, heaven responded. The Bible says suddenly, everybody say suddenly. Suddenly, there was a sound that came from heaven. It didn't come from the synagogue. It didn't come from the scribes or the Pharisees. It didn't come from the supermarket. It didn't come from the television or the internet, but it came from heaven. It was holy. It was supernatural, and it was divine, and it came as a rushing, mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Whoo, shandarabasana. Well, glory to God. There is a realm of God, and there's a dimension of the presence and glory of God that does not just touch you, but it will literally envelop you and fill the atmosphere around you.
Amen.
Woo, shut out of my high. There's a presence of God that's so heavy, so tangible, so powerful that you can't even move under that anointing. The Bible says in the book of Chronicles that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the glory of God that had filled the house. The glory was so heavy and so thick that they couldn't stand up. Oh, hallelujah. Isaiah said in Isaiah 6:1, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, sitting upon a throne. His train filled the temple. That means his presence, his glory filled the temple. And then it goes on to say, the house was filled with smoke and the doorposts shook at the voice of God. When the glory of God comes, he doesn't come just to touch us and make us feel good. He comes to fill us and to transform us. Hallelujah. Somebody lift your hands and say, change me, God.
Change me, God.
Hallelujah. That's what he comes for. He doesn't come just to bless us. He doesn't come just to touch us. He doesn't come just to give us goosebumps. He comes to transform our lives. He comes to empower us. He comes to equip us. He comes to give us the mind of Christ. He comes to give us the heart of Christ. And he comes to give us the power of Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Kalabushai. Cloven tongues, like as fire, set upon each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, in case you didn't know it, you're in a Pentecostal church. And in case you didn't know it, we believe in speaking in other tongues as the Spirit gives us utterance. In case you didn't know it, we believe the part of the Bible that teaches that we were filled with the Holy Ghost. And when we get filled with the Holy Ghost and baptized in the Holy Ghost, we'll speak with other tongues as the Spirit gives us utterance. Hallelujah. Kadaboshah. The problem we see in the church today is not many people are being filled with the Spirit. And I'm not primarily just talking about speaking in tongues right now. I'm talking about being in the place where you are right here, right now, living in the present status called full. Everybody say full. There's a difference between what you had and what you have. There's a difference between what God did for you and what God is doing for you right now. There's a difference between the anointing that you experienced one time, somewhere, somehow, some way, and what you're walking in, living in, enjoying right here, right now. That's called filled with the Spirit. Full. Not just touched, not just blessed, but filled. Friend, listen to me. You cannot be effective in God's service without being full. I said you can't be effective in God's service without being full. And we can't be full of his power without being full of his Spirit. And we're not qualified till we're full. We're not qualified, we're not equipped, we're not empowered till we're full. Let me qualify that statement. You're not going to heal the sick. You're not going to cast out devils. You're not going to deliver the bound and the oppressed without being full of the Holy Ghost and power. The early apostles knew the importance of being full of the Holy Ghost. When it came to ministering even to the neglected widows, the apostles said, look out among you 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, that we may appoint over this business. They started out waiting on tables as deacons, as ministries, waiting on tables, ministering to the widows and the women in the church and the needy in the church. But a few verses down, the Bible says, Acts 6:8, and Stephen, full of faith and power, he was just a deacon, he was a waiter on tables, but the Bible says he did great wonders and miracles among the people. Why? He was full of the Holy Ghost, he was full of faith, and he was full of power. Everybody say power.
Power.
That was another one of those deacons, another one of those table waiters. Holy Ghost filled table waiters. His name was Philip. He went down to Samaria. He preached Christ unto them. The Bible says the people gave heed with one accord to the things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. Stephen was full, everybody say full, of the Holy Ghost and power. Philip was full
of the Holy Ghost and what?
Power.
Jesus, knowing full well the work that needed to be done, told his disciples, go to Jerusalem and tarry there. Wait for the promise. What was the promise? You shall receive power.
Woo!
Power. Everybody say power.
Power.
Say, do you have the power?
You have the power.
You said you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Oh, yanda bushana. Peter, being full of the Holy Ghost, full of holy boldness, full of power, lifts up his voice and says to those people who don't understand what's going on that day. They don't understand what they're seeing and what they're hearing. And Peter says, this is that. Oh, yeah, yeah. This is that that Joel talked about. Joel said, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. And he said, and I will show wonders in the heavens above, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. We are living in the last days. He said, this is that, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Now we can complain about what's going on and how bad it is, how wicked, perverse, and evil it is, but I'm telling you, there's an outpouring of the Spirit of God that is marked on the calendar for planet Earth. And God said, in the last days, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. I want that outpouring. I want that revival. I want that power. Now listen, he said in the last days, and he said this is that. In other words, what he said, what Peter was saying that day was this. What Joel had prophesied about is being fulfilled right now. In other words, what he was saying is, the last days have started. Friend, if the last days had started on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came, where are we living at on that time clock? If that was the last days, we're living in the last seconds of the last minutes of the last hours of the last day. We're in the last days. He said, this that Joel prophesied about began to be fulfilled on the day of Pentecost. From that day forward, listen to this. From that day forward, the church began to function in supernatural power. Signs and wonders and miracles, gifts of the Spirit, casting out devils, healing the sick, cleansing the lepers, raising the dead. The church began to function in supernatural power. That's what the book of Acts is. The book of Acts is the Holy Ghost working, manifesting himself through his people, through the church. So the question that plagues me today is this. If this is that, where's that at? If this is that, where's that at? Gideon said the same thing in Jude chapter 6, verse 13. Gideon said, oh my Lord, if the Lord be with us, where are all his miracles our fathers told us of? I think Gideon was saying the same thing. If this is that, where's that at? Where's the fire? Where's the miracles? Where's the signs? Where's the wonders? Where's the hunger and the passion for God that will go through anything and lay aside anything to be in the presence of God? Where's the power that opens deaf ears, that makes the dumb to talk and the cripples walk? Where's the men and women and children prophesying? If this is that, where's that at? Joel said, and Peter quoted him, when this gets here, when this is that gets here, your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, your old men will dream dreams. And on your servants and your handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Now that right there is for anybody that thinks a woman can't preach, and thinks a woman ain't anointed, and thinks a woman can't prophesy, and thinks a woman can't pastor, and a woman can't be a minister, and a woman can't be an apostle. Wake up! God said, I'll pour my spirit upon them and they'll prophesy. Hallelujah. And he said there will be visible wonders in heaven above and on the earth, and there will be visible signs of blood, fire, and vapor of smoke. I believe we're living in the last days, no question about it. And the power of God has not diminished, and God has not changed his mind. But I'll tell you what has happened. The church has gotten lazy and selfish and worldly, and we've gotten comfortable, and we've got adjusted to less than the power of God. If we're going to see another visitation of Pentecost and power, the church has to get out of the supper room and get back to the upper room.
Yes, amen.
Yes. Somebody say, take us up, Lord.
Take us up, Lord.
We got to go up. We got to shake ourselves from the gravity pool of worldliness and indifference and apathy. We got to shake loose from all the worry and anxiety and fearfulness. We got to close the door behind us and get down to business with God and cry out till heaven opens and earth shakes. I want an earthquake, but I want it to be a God-sent earthquake. I want heaven to shake earth. Hallelujah. Woo! With his power. Hallelujah. Somebody raise your hand and say, send the power.
Send the power.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Karaboshai. We're waiting for God to come down, visit us, and pour out the latter rain. But God's waiting for us to go up. God said, draw nigh to me, and I will draw nigh to you. When are we going to see that which Joel prophesied and Peter proclaimed? When are we going to see it? This is what God began to stir in my heart, began to roll in my spirit. When are we going to see it? How long are we going to live without seeing the miracles? How long are we going to live without seeing blind eyes open, without seeing the deaf ears open, without seeing the cripples walk? How long are we going to live without seeing the captives set free, delivered? When are we going to see that which Joel prophesied and Peter proclaimed? Let me tell you something, church. I'm coming down to the end of the message. Maybe even really, I should say, the heart of the message. When we can't stand it anymore, when we refuse to be refused, when the thought of the sick and the afflicted, the bound and the oppressed, leaving our churches in the same condition they came, drives us to our knees. And we pull ourselves away from the ball games and the television and the internet and the cell phones, and we get alone with God and we storm heaven and we refuse to let go until the blessing comes. Friend, that's the answer to the question, if this is that, where's that at? That's where it's at. It's in the presence of God. That's where it's at. It's where hungry people cry out to God and refuse to be pacified or satisfied with anything less than a manifest presence and the power of God. He said in Jeremiah, call unto me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which you know not of. Where's it at? It's the same place it's always been. Where's it at? It's waiting on the hungry and the holy. Can I tell you something today? The only hope for the world is a Holy Ghost filled church. The only power that can save, heal, and deliver is the power of God. He said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Come on, lift your hands and praise Him. I feel God in this house. I feel God doing something in the atmosphere. I feel some power in this place today. There's an anointing. There's a yoke destroying, burden removing, anointing. Hallelujah. Come on, get on your feet and bless Him. Whoa, I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. I'm not satisfied to be satisfied. I can't sit back and watch the devil wreak havoc upon our families and our children. I can't sit back and watch sickness and disease and the works of the devil and not do anything about it. The Bible said God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. I was praying. Stay on your feet. We're almost done. I was praying the other day. I was talking to God about this. I said, God, God, how come we don't have power? How come we don't really have power? How come we don't see the manifestation of your power that you said we would? How come we don't see the cripples getting out of their wheelchairs? How come we don't see blind eyes open? How come we don't see deaf ears unstopped? How come we don't see demons cast out? How come we don't see your miracle life? How come we don't see your signs and your wonders in our midst? How come? I said the same thing Gideon said. How come? How come? And the Lord said to me something so simple, and it just almost blew my mind. He said, because you haven't asked. You haven't asked. I said, what are you saying? You haven't asked. I said, I've asked. No, no. He said, you haven't asked the right question. You haven't asked me for the right thing. I said, what are you talking about, God? And he said, you are praying people. You love to pray. You love to talk to me. And you pray. You pray for people's needs. You pray for their sicknesses. You pray for their burdens. You pray for their brokenness. You pray for their hearts to be healed. You pray for them to be saved. You pray for restoration of family. He said, that's all wonderful. He said, but you don't pray for power. How many have ever, just be honest about it, how many have ever just gotten down and said, God, give me power. Give me power to cast out devils. Give me power to undo the works of the devil. Give me power to lay my hands on the sick and they'll recover. Give me power to speak to deaf ears and they'll pop open. Give me, how many have done that? How many have done that? I mean, just be honest between you and God. How many have really just stormed heaven and said, God, I want power. Yeah, we're praying for needs. We're praying for people and we should. But God says, you need power. And he said, the only way to get to power is you got to ask. You got to ask him for power. You got to plead with him for power. We have pleaded with God for our country. We've pleaded with God for our children. We've pleaded with God for our community. And all of that's good. But God says, I need some people now that will plead with me for power. I need some people now that will come and will storm heaven's gates and will not give up until they get the power. How many are ready today to get some power? I need some people in this house today that want power with God and want power over the works of the devil. And you come join me right here in the front of this building right now, and we're going to ask God for power. I'm not asking him for my body. I'm not asking for my mind. I'm not asking for my children. I'm not asking for my community. Right now, we're asking him for power. That's it. You got to be specific. You got to ask him. We want power. We want power over the works of the devil. We want power to cast out devils. We want power to heal the sick. We want power to undo the works of the devil. We want power to bring deliverance to the bound and the oppressed. We want the power of God. How many want the power of God?
Amen. Hallelujah.
For 10 days, the disciples, the apostles, the family members, and Mary was up there too, and women, they were up there in the upper room praying and seeking God and waiting on God for one thing, power. Jesus said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. That's the first thing that we need as we go forward into this world, is we need power. Come on now, open your mouth, lift up your voice, lift up your hand, and tell God you want power. Come on, ask him for power today. God, I'm Oshanda. God, I want power. I want that Joel prophesied. I want that Peter spake of. I want that power that makes the lame to walk up. I want that power that causes the dumb to speak. I want that power that opens blind eyes and unstops deaf ears. I want that power that cleanses the lepers. I want that power that delivers the bound and the oppressed and sets the captives free. I want the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost to undo the works of the devil. I need your power. I'm not satisfied in powerless. I want power from on high, God. Let the power of your spirit fall on us, God. Portable Shanda, fill us with your power, God. It's more than just speaking in tongues. It's more than just taking it. It's more than just preaching. It's more than just talking. It's power. It's power. Power over the works of the devil. Power over sickness and disease. Power over bondage and oppression. Power. Power to set the captives free. Power in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said said, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Lord, you said, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Lord, I thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost, that same power that was upon Jesus' life, that same power that was in Peter's life. There was so much power in an old prophet's bones that when they threw a dead body down on top of that old prophet was dead and his bones bleaching in the grave. But when they threw that dead body down on that old prophet's bones still had so much power in those bones that it resurrected the dead man. He came up out of the grave. I'm telling you, we need power. And God says, if you ask me, I'll give it to you. If you seek your power, if you knock the door, when it be opened up to you, I will give you power. Peter had so much power in his life that when he walked by the sick, he got healed with his shadows. Had so much power in his life that when his shadow came across him, the demon possessed were set free. Demons came out just when he walked by. That's the power that this Latter-day Church has to have. We've got to have the power of God. Jesus said, the Bible says, it's not by might and it's not by your power, but it's by my spirit. Yeah. God, send the power. Send the power. They used to sing a song that said, oh Lord, send the power just now. Oh Lord, send the power just now. Oh Lord, send the power just now. And baptize everyone. Come on, if you're full of that Holy Ghost, let that anointing rise up on the inside of you. Stir up that anointing today. Come on, Shanda. Oh God, send the power. Send the power. Send the power. Just now. Baptize everyone. Send the power of the Holy Ghost in our lives. Come on, Shanda. Oh, oh God, send the power. Oh God, baptize us. Holy Ghost, send the power. Oh God, you know he said in his word that you have not because you ask not. Oh, no, 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 no. You got to ask. You gotta ask. You know, and listen to me. I'm instructed, but listen to me. Asking means put in an intelligible phrase. If you come up to me and just stand in front of me and go, I'm gonna go, whatever. Even if I do that with God. I love to speak in tongues and I pray in tongues a lot. But there comes a time when I gotta put my asking in intelligible words and say, God, I want your power. God, I need power. God, I'm not satisfied to be powerless. I'm not satisfied without it. When you said I can have it. And when you said I should have it. Hallelujah. How many understand what I'm saying? Yes. How many know this is Bible? Yes. This is Bible. Elisha had enough power in his bones to raise the dead. Peter had enough power in his shadow to heal the sick. Devils came out when his shadow fell on them. Paul had enough power in his body that when the cloths, aprons were taken from his body and they were laid on the sick, the Bible says that demon spirits came out of them and the sick were healed. And that's power. Jesus had so much power in his body, his life, that it got into his clothes. And when they touched his clothes, they were healed. God hasn't changed. God hasn't changed. The Bible says he is no respecter of persons. If he gave Peter power, if he gave Paul power, if he gave Elijah power, if Jesus had power, he wants you to have power. He wants me to have power. And friend, let me tell you something. I'm almost through. In the hour that we live in, we better get some power. We better get some power. Cut out of the ocean. Because I'm telling you, the devil is not hiding in a closet anymore. He's coming straight up out in your face. And you better get some power. You better get some power. Come on, tell God I want some power. Today, oh, shut up. God, I want power. I want power over the most of the devil. I want power over sickness and disease. I want power over the enemy. I want power over a demon possession. I want power over Shalom. God, you said you would give us power, and you are no respecter of. If you're here right now, listen. If you're here right now, and you need the power of God in your life, if you need the power of God to set you free, if you need the power of God to heal you, if you need the power of God to do a work in your life, I need you to come. Come quick. Move quick. Get up here quick. He said, I need the power of God. There's something in my life I can't do myself. There's something in my life I can't conquer myself. There's something in my life I need the power of God to do. I can't do it myself. If I could, I would, but I can't. I need the power of God. That is not a bad thing to admit I need the power of God. Anybody? Amen. Come on, right here. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands. I need some people to come up close to me here. Come up close to me and won't let the power that's in you flow out to them. God is doing a work in Brad's life. God is changing him. God is delivering him. God is working a miracle in his life every day, but he has said today, I need the power of God to do what I can't do. Kababoshanda. He needs deliverance in his life. Lift your hands, Israel. Look, that's saying, God, I need you, and I surrender to you. Just lift your hands. Come on. Come on. Pray with me right now, saints. In the name of Jesus. God, we break every bondage. We break every... I break every habit, addiction. I break the works of the devil. I don't care how long or how strong. It has to go. Kendo Shana. In the name of Jesus. From the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Set him free. I set him free. In the name of Shana. Freedom, Jesus. From the root, Lord. From the root. Come on, church. It's breaking right now. It's breaking right now in the name of Jesus. Free in Jesus' name, we break it. Anymore. I'm God's property. I belong to Jesus. I'm his child.
He's my father. He's my father. He's my father.
He recognizes his need, Lord. He wants your favor, wisdom. He wants your knowledge, your strength, your power in his life. And Lord, he said, if you ask, you receive. If you seek, you'll find. If you knock, the door will be open to you. God, for the Jews is hungry and thirsty. Lord, you said, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Fill him, Lord, if you not shall be filled. Fill him. God, you know what the enemy is trying to do. You know, Lord, God, that Brother Al put you first. That he is seeking first the kingdom of God and your righteousness. And Lord, we know this is just an attack from hell. I tell the most shy, but it will not prosper. For no weapon that is formed against us will prosper. Every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we will condemn it. For this is so. God, I thank you for a miracle in the child's life. I thank you for a turnaround, Lord God. I thank you for a divine reversal, God. You shunned all of I thank you, God, for filling him with the power of your spirit, Lord, to overflow him, God, the inward power, God, the greater one on the inside of him, God. Lord, I thank you today that you're working for him, and all things work together for good to them who love the Lord for the call according to his purpose. Jesus' name. Shalom. Lord, it's not by might or by power, but it's by your spirit, Lord. God, every attack, every work of the enemy. Yes, Shonda! Break it now, in Jesus' name. Break it now, Lord. Not just break it, but destroy it. Abolish it. Obliterate it. The anointing. Destroy it. That is right there. That's the power. Go!
Praise God.
Let's go and thank you for coming. Hallelujah. We're going to pray for you today, okay? God, bring us peace. God, establish your hearts. That he's in charge. And he knows what's best for us. He can work it all out. Hallelujah. I don't know how God does everything. I just trust him. And then I look back and I say, oh, God, you're awesome. I'm not hesitant to have a day. Can you do that? Can you just trust God today? Can you trust him with your life? Have you already given your life to Jesus? You submitted your heart to the Lord? Well, then you've got a Father that loves you, and you can trust him. The Bible says if a little bird falls to the ground, God knows about it. Amen. He said, you're of much more value to me than many little birds. Many spells. Stretch your hands this way, church. Lord, I pray right now for the peace of God that passes all understanding. I pray right now, God, for the assurance that you have all things in your hands. Our times are in your hands. Our lives are in your hands. You've got a love of shine. God, I don't understand everything, but I know that you do. I trust you today with my life. I trust you today with my future. I trust you today with my present. I trust you today with my destiny. My destiny is determined by you, God, and no devil can keep me from fulfilling my destiny. I surrender to you, Jesus. I surrender to your will, your plan, your purpose, your intention, because your plan for my life, it's good. It's good, for your plan is to give me an expected end. You know the thoughts that you have toward us, that they are good to give us an expected end. And Lord, every plan, plot, scheme, and assignment of hell that's been launched against this family, against these young ladies, I rebuke it, I reverse it, I cancel it in Jesus' name. I cancel it. Satan, your plan, purpose, scheme, plot, and assignment will not stand, and it will not be accomplished in Jesus' name. Jesus, I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is God. A lot I don't know, but I know the one who knows it all. There's a lot I don't understand, but I have a relationship with him, and he understands. We've got to have the power of God. Oh, it's in the power just now. Oh, it's in the power just now. Oh, Lord, it's in the power just now. And baptize everyone. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. And baptize everyone. They were in the upper chamber. They were all in one accord. When the Holy Ghost descended, as was promised by the Lord. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. And baptize everyone. Now, I want you to turn around, shake four or five people's hands real good, and tell them, receive the power. Receive the power in Jesus' name. Kadoro Shaka. Hallelujah.